Welcome to Evolving Threat Insights, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Wells Fargo. For generations, Wells Fargo has been helping people go further. From exchanging gold coins for paper checks to enabling online transactions, Wells Fargo is continually innovating so that customers can get ahead. To learn more about our sponsor, visit wellsfargo.com. I'm your host, Hillary McClure, Vice President of Multimedia Productions at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today is Rachel Berner, Head of Cloud Security at Wells Fargo. Rachel, welcome. It's so great to be speaking with you.
Hi, Hillary. I'm so happy to be here.
So, Rachel, to start off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your career, and your role at Wells Fargo?
So I head up cloud security at Wells Fargo, where I have responsibility for developing and enabling the company's cloud security strategy and control framework. Wells Fargo is currently embarking on a digital infrastructure transformation to drive technological speed, agility, and scalability. And as part of that, my job, with the contributions of many, many talented individuals, is to establish a secure and compliant cloud platform with the appropriate protections we need to safeguard data, privacy, and the assets of our customers. I've been in technology for my entire career and in cybersecurity for the last 8 years, and I'm very privileged to have been able to serve organizations like Wells Fargo and its customers in various leadership roles. I'm also the co-founder of a nonprofit called Project Cyber, is a nonprofit organization with the mission to inspire and empower females to succeed in the field of cybersecurity. And we're currently focused on teaching cybersecurity concepts and career paths to girls in middle school and high school.
Rachel, as far as our conversation today and cloud computing, that's certainly why we want to talk about and why we have you here kind of as an expert for us. You know, what is the allure of cloud computing? And in addition to that, how, when, why did it become such a staple of technology today?
I'll start with a little bit of history on cloud and cloud computing. So public cloud, as we know it today, has been around for about 16 years. So it's a relatively new phenomenon in the technology space. But really, the concepts of commodification of computing resources before it was coined cloud has been around for 50 plus years. But it's really been brought to life in the last 16 years or so with commercial public cloud offerings. Since then, we've seen cloud become mainstream, even to lay people, whether they know it or not, largely through software as a service offerings. So for example, you're using cloud, specifically storage as a service, when you back up photos or files from your phone to the cloud. And so it's really become ubiquitous.
What is the biggest difference, or I guess greatest shift in approach needed? You know, is most fundamentally different, you know, when comparing traditional or on-prem cybersecurity as we know it to cloud cybersecurity, or I guess on the flip side, you know, what stays the same?
With regard to platform or infrastructure as a service usage, we've seen startups or smaller companies lead the pack on adoption. Larger and particularly highly regulated companies have been slower to adopt, as there are really key programmatic shifts that need to be made from traditional technology delivery and operations. When we think about making shifts across your internal policies, your development practices, your technology standards, for example. But companies are certainly catching up. So what is the allure of cloud computing? It is speed. It is agility. It is scalability. It's not having to do it all yourself. You have the services of your cloud service providers. So for example, I'll give an analogy. Most of us rely on the services of a power company to heat our home. Well, when people first started heating their homes, they used fireplaces or wood stoves, but they had to manage that whole process from cutting the wood to keeping the fire going in order to get heat and keep their homes warm. But then we had innovation and advancement in electricity and power generation, and power companies came along, and we could get power to our homes from a power company. You pay per usage, and with that, you're paying the power company to manage all of the underlying resources it takes to deliver that service. We also have an expectation of availability and service levels by subscribing to those power services. So cloud computing is similar. With advances in computing, we saw the rise of various cloud service providers, and now consumers, whether you're individual or an enterprise, are able to utilize these services.
Rachel, what trends are you seeing in terms of cyber criminals in the cloud, and how do you see the threat landscape evolving?
So one key difference is with what we call the shared responsibility model. So with cloud and public cloud, you don't have to do everything, right? There are the cloud service providers that offer cloud services. For the most part, though, customers are ultimately responsible for securing their data, and cloud providers help by securing some or all of the software components or the platform components and the underlying infrastructure, depending on what service model you're consuming or is being offered. Another key difference is the notion of a network perimeter, right? So this applies to enterprises that have traditionally managed their own data centers and networks. And with the cloud, the perimeter becomes a bit more nebulous and fuzzy. We hear cybersecurity professionals say, identity is the new perimeter. But what does that mean? So when we think about our heritage environments, we could fortress our networks with firewalls and other kind of network protections or endpoint protections. But in the cloud, our resources are distributed. Whether you're talking about the users themselves, the devices they use, applications, data, those resources are distributed. And so by establishing and verifying identity or trust, that becomes a key aspect of control. On the flip side, there are some basic security concepts that stay the same. So we want to ensure proper configuration, security hygiene, utilizing strong authentication, multi-factor authentication, leveraging encryption and cryptographic key management to protect our data, just to name a few. Another thing that stays the same, using public cloud does not allow an organization to outsource their compliance or regulatory responsibilities. You still have those responsibilities. So for example, if you put regulated data in the cloud, you still have that responsibility to manage compliance, manage risk, and ensure that your data is protected. And again, you're compliant to relative laws, rules, and regulations, regardless of where the security or operational responsibility may lie.
So I think that's a really nice segue into my next question for you, which is, you know, what are some best practices that a company can take if they do decide to leverage the cloud?
The benefits of cloud computing to us as consumers or enterprises are also available to threat actors. So it's interesting, right? Threat actors have access to increased computing capabilities. They're able to kind of obfuscate their attack paths a little bit better. They can kind of establish the appearance of legitimacy for their operations. So we see the same power of cloud computing available to the threat actors as well. We see certain attack trends that they're also using that include things like cryptocurrency mining, ransomware, and the brokerage of stolen data. Generally, what we're seeing are the threat actors are continuing to get more and more sophisticated. Cybercrime remains lucrative. They are very much incentivized. And they will exploit any weak points to achieve their objectives. And as we talked about earlier, the threat surface is much more distributed than it used to be. So as businesses shift their operations to cloud environments, they need to maintain and have strong cyber hygiene and threat management capabilities in place that account for their threat surface. Threat modeling is a great practice, just to identify what is that threat surface, evaluate that threat surface, understand your control posture, understand if you have gaps that need to be closed. That really should be part of any cloud security or cybersecurity program.
I guess with all the advances and innovation in cloud security technology, Rachel, what would you say is the most critical thing to focus on or prioritize when it comes to cloud security risk management for small to mid-size businesses?
Yeah, it is. It is a good segue. Well, when it comes to security or cybersecurity, I think what's most important is to have a clear understanding of the responsibility lines between yourself or your cloud service provider. And, you know, we talked about the shared responsibility model earlier, just understanding who has responsibility for what and how to maintain those expectations and deliver on those expectations is quite important. I think secondly, there are some great industry frameworks out there to inform how one may assess cloud risk and to get guidance on the right security controls to implement for your implementation and your cloud program. I think lastly, I would say, don't rush into cloud. It's important to have a clear strategy. Understand and plan for what needs to shift, whether it's building the skills you need among your talent, updating your internal policies, defining new controls or expanding existing controls. Really, I think it's about thinking holistically. It's not just about the technology capabilities that, you know, you can implement or you can consume. This is really about having a holistic program, start with a plan, have a clear strategy, and then work out from there. So really, I would say there's the tried and true. But the cloud version of this, right? So first thing I'd call out, and really a cloud security program needs to be comprehensive, but I'll say that data protection continues to be a focus and of utmost importance. We need to understand regulatory requirements that apply. We need to think about data protections, including encrypting your data, protecting your encryption keys, even going as, you know, and considering not collecting or storing data that you don't need in the cloud. And then clean up, delete that data once you don't need it anymore. So really thinking about the full life cycle of your information, of your data in the cloud, and managing and protecting it at every stage of that life cycle. Another aspect is identity and access management. We know that many intrusions or breaches begin with compromised credentials, so strong identity and access controls are a must. And as I said earlier, identity is the new perimeter. So, or I'll throw out another buzzword, zero trust, right? With our resources distributed, how do we ensure that we can verify trust at every point, at every connection, at every interaction? That's also quite important. So a couple of areas, data protection, IAM, these seem, again, to be quite, you know, standard, typical, historical, legacy security concepts, but they very much apply to cloud as well.
My last question for you, Rachel, is what advice would you have for people interested in a career in cloud security?
I love this question, and we certainly want to have some great people join us in the field. I think most people think of cloud security as a very technical field, and there's certainly very technical aspects to it and many technical career options with cloud security. But there are also non-technical career paths in cloud and really in cybersecurity, right? This point applies to cybersecurity at large, but I'll stay focused on cloud security here. So I mentioned earlier that you should take a holistic approach to your cloud journey and your cloud security program. And so when you think about that from a talent perspective, robust cloud security programs need people who can build and execute on your cloud security strategy, understand financial impacts, program manage the transformations that may come with your cloud journey, update and create appropriate policies to reflect and manage risk with cloud, manage your supply chain, particularly with your cloud service providers, run security awareness programs so that, you know, all who participate know their responsibilities for the security of their environment. So all of these are examples of roles that may not be deeply technical, but are very much important pieces to a holistic cloud security program. I would say for those who are interested in making a shift into cloud security, whether you're early in your career or making a mid-career shift, I think what's key is to look for where you have transferable skills and bring those to the table with the recruiter or an interviewer. Also, from a learning and development perspective, there are several reputable cloud security certifications that are available out there. Also, if you're already part of a large organization, you can see if your learning platform has cloud, cybersecurity, or cloud security courses that you can take. I also love listening to podcasts like this one to get insights from experts across the field. And these are all some great, great channels to build your cybersecurity and cloud security tool set, if you will. And then lastly, I would advise that if you have someone in your network who is in cybersecurity or cloud security, see if they'll mentor you or even just spare a little bit of time for an informational interview to tell you what they do and maybe connect you with their colleagues. The field in general is quite diverse. If you talk to 5 different cybersecurity professionals, you're going to hear about 5 different career paths. Cloud security professionals are a subset of that. And so really, I think it's, you know, understand the field and understand the diversity of roles within it. See how you fit into that, your interests and the skills that you may be able to bring to the table, and take advantage of those learning and development opportunities that may be available to you now. And then leverage your network. That is what I would advise.
Wonderful. Well, Rachel, it's been so nice speaking with you, and I appreciate you coming on and sharing with us your expertise and just taking the time to speak with us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Hillary. I really love chatting with you today. I hope people learned a little bit about cloud security. And again, to that last question, for those who are interested in joining the field, we'd really love to have more great talent to join us.
Evolving Threat Insights is brought to you by Wells Fargo. For generations, Wells Fargo has been helping people go further. From exchanging gold coins for paper checks to enabling online transactions, Wells Fargo is continually innovating so that customers can get ahead. To learn more about our sponsor, visit wellsfargo.com. And to keep up with all of our media, you can visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.